What's up? From Australia to Japan. Ammon Arvidson and Brooke Noble, two youth from the Maitland Ward, Newcastle, Australia stake, were chosen to represent Port Stephens, Australia at the first World Child Summit, held in Kushiro, Japan last summer. The theme was the natural environment and our future. To be chosen, they each had to present a 10-minute speech on the environment of Port Stephens, the problems facing the habitat, and their role in protecting the natural beauty of the world. Speaking of the presentations he made at the summit, Ammon, 12, said, "It makes me very aware of the beautiful world our Lord has created for us to enjoy." Then, thinking about all the people, languages, and cultures created by the Lord, Ammon added, "It makes me look forward to serving a mission wherever Heavenly Father sends me." "It was so amazing to see another part of the world," said Brooke, 15. "The people there were so kind, and it helped me to see my Heavenly Father's love for us." Brooke added that being so far away from home also strengthened her testimony of the gospel. "It really helped me to know that the gospel goes with you wherever you go. It was such a comfort to be able to kneel down and pray to my Father in heaven." Try to see beyond the tasks you do in your quorums or classes, and remember the people you are serving. "The Savior's leadership was selfless," said President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. "He put himself and his own needs second and ministered to others beyond the call of duty, tirelessly, lovingly, effectively. So many of the problems in the world today spring from selfishness and self-centeredness, in which too many make harsh demands of life and others in order to meet their demands. This is a direct reversal of the principles and practices pursued so perfectly by that perfect example of leadership, Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus, the Perfect Leader. Ensign, August 1979, page 6. Honoring the Pioneers. Integrity, inclusion, cooperation, unity, unselfishness, sacrifice, and obedience are as vital today as when they guided the actions of our pioneer forebears, early and modern. To honor those pioneers, we must honor and act upon the eternal principles that guided their actions. As President Hinckley has reminded us, "We honor best those who have gone before when we serve well in the cause of truth, that cause of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose servants they were and whose servants we should strive to be. I testify of this and pray that we too may be true to the faith that our parents have cherished." Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Following the Pioneers. Ensign, November 1998, page 74. Timeline. July 8, 1775. Lucy Mack Smith, the mother of Joseph Smith, was born in Gilsum, New Hampshire. July 10, 1804. Emma Hale Smith, wife of the Prophet Joseph and first president of the Relief Society, was born in Harmony, Pennsylvania. July 8, 1912. The first Latter-day Saint to win an Olympic medal, Elma Richards, won a gold medal in the high jump. July 31, 1920. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the first presidency, was born in Delta, Utah. End of the section. What's up?